plural of cliff. I guess with an S, two cliffs.
And could you explain to me how the crops get watered in El Paso?
By hand, if at all. By hand. Now, most people have sprinkler systems to take care of their irrigation problems. If they could, talking about crops, then of course it is with irrigation, which has to do with rows and the source of water coming into the rows from a larger row, you might say.
What's the place where all the water is collected? What do you call that?
Speaking of the dam, where it comes from first into the river and then down into the tributaries at the laterals that go off to the different farms.
So, you call those...
Well, laterals, it's a term, or a ditch. They have ditch riders that take care of the, in the summertime during the irrigation season, that run up and down and tell people when to open their gates. But a lateral normally would come off, say, a larger lateral or a ditch.
If people have fish outside in their backyard, they'd keep it in a...
Well, we used to have a fish pond when we lived on the other side of town as a child, with water lilies and all that good stuff, and goldfish and carp and...
What was the... there's an insect that flies over the pond, and it's has late two sets of lacy wings, and it's blue or green or...
Mosquito?
Well, the big ones.
Oh, the, yeah.
They have real thin bodies.
Horsefly? Not a horsefly. I know exactly what you mean. I can see it. Dragonfly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
And several types of dragonflies. There's more than one. There's a one that was real long and thin, and then there's one with a... we used to call them needle flies, those little tiny long things. And the other ones were the big ones, and there were some big ones too.
Did you have different names for those?
Well, we used to call that little one, it had a kind of a blue thin body. And we just called it a needle fly.
I think I've seen those before too.
Yeah. And they're very graceful. And the other ones, of course, they're big and make a lot of noise.
Let's see. What would you call a ditch along an upgraded road?
A ditch along an upgraded road. Let me think about that one a while.
Well, this is something that maybe the rainwater would go into.
Well, there's drainage ditches, but you wouldn't call it... You're not hunting for a drainage ditch, are you?
Think I am, yeah. Is there something else that you were thinking of?
Yeah, there's a road building term for the collection areas that run along roads into a larger collection area, and I can't think of the term. Ditch is a great word.
Is it called a bar ditch?
Bar ditch.
Is that different?
Well, that's a civil engineering term, and I can't give you the exact meaning of that. Took a couple of surveying courses, but I'm not really sure, in my terms, if that's what you're hunting for. It could well be.
Soil that's no good for planting is called?